you can buy, you know, you can buy Bitcoin with it.
I can't quit you.
Bitcoin isn't real. There's no Bitcoin mine. You can't hold Bitcoin.
I think the main reason is the more that we work on Nextblock, I realize how important time is and people's attention.
Engineering world, we call this dog food. We are dog fooding our own business model.
All right. May 1st.
One of the cool things about doing Nextblock full time is that now I'm only spending my brain power thinking about solving my own problems.
You're listening to Flirting with Bitcoin, a weekly chat with my very interesting husband about Bitcoin and how the world and our family's life is better because of it.
It's season 4 and we've moved to Noster City.
So my Bitcoin lessons are done?
Your Bitcoin lessons are never done.
So what does new social media have to do with it?
Babe, Noster is more than social media. If Bitcoin is the new money, Noster is the new internet.
You really think so?
I do. I believe Noster will drive the next wave of Bitcoin adoption. So Noster City is where we need to be.
We?
Yeah, of course we're bringing Keon. You got your bags packed, buddy?
Yes.
Good job. Don't forget to pack your NPub.
Let's go. Hey, Ian.
Hey, Mandana.
Today's episode is going to be so good.
I'm glad you've already decided that.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about recording this episode as well.
Yeah, the anticipation has been building.
Well, let's not make them wait any longer.
Okay, listeners, we're going to be paying you guys to watch commercials explaining Nextblock.
Yeah, that is a very succinct way of explaining what we're doing.
Yeah, like on a personal level, that's what they're about to go through. What we're about to go through is...
For us, you know, we're building a, let's just call it early release, where you will experience all the features of Nextblock, but they'll be kind of contained to just us being the only users. But the main feature is that you watch ads and you get paid. You know, as long as you sign up and go through the normal flow that everyone else can go through, then we're going to pay you to listen to a couple of videos or watch a couple of videos about the feature set of Nextblock. And if you like what you hear and you want to participate, then you can set your price and immediately be put into the attention marketplace. There'll be other people who can, you know, they're going to be able to sponsor this project by buying ads. So they'll buy the ads, they'll put in a price they're willing to pay for you to see it as a way of supporting the project. And if you set your price low enough, you'll be able to see all these ads every time there's a new block. So it'll basically be the whole flow of Nextblock that we've been talking about on the podcast. It just won't be like a full-blown social media app because that's going to be a lot to build.
And we want to do this right.
You know, we have designers that are like sending us screens and like we're doing a lot of iteration work over here. It's a lot. Like, you don't really think about how many screens there are in a social media app because, especially for what we're doing, it kind of feels like there's only one screen, right? You're just like scrolling through short form video. But to actually have a full social media experience, there's all these other things that you need to build. And I just think it's silly to try to build out that entire social media experience if we haven't even proven out the business model, which is, will people, you know, set a price and watch ads to get paid? So we've slimmed it down and we're calling it Nextblock Billboard. And what Nextblock Billboard means is that if you want to be a person who sponsors the building of Nextblock Social, you can buy a sponsorship. We'll have different tiers and all that fun stuff, and that'll be on the website. But all sponsors, what they're actually paying for, instead of just giving money over to us for nothing, they're all getting an ad in this ad marketplace that we're creating. And we believe that over time, before we even launch Nextblock Social, that Nextblock Billboard will bring a lot of attention to what it is that we're trying to build, which is the attention marketplace. And the more attention that comes to it, the more, let's just say, accurate the price of attention will be when we start up the Nextblock Social media app.
I feel like you just got into everything I thought we were going to go talk about. But there's so much more to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to front load all the information.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, you're 4 minutes in and you should stick around and hear what all of those things that I just said really mean.
Yeah, what all of this means. And I think the really exciting part about this is we get to get something out sooner.
Yes.
And so what we're going to talk about today is Nextblock Billboard is going to be and how its power is going to be through the people who use it and the advertisers who then come to buy your attention. And so share this idea with people in person, online. I feel like this is going to be big. And it's an awkward position that Ian and I are in because we think this is such a big idea. So how do we convey that and lead conversations on it without sounding like just, I don't know, like, who are we? Who are we to be like, this is a big idea and you need to sit and listen and realize what's about to happen?
Yeah, I think, which is why I just front loaded all the information. I think everyone that we've talked to since we've kind of launched NextBlock, the company, they've all been very positive in their response. And unfortunately, we can't really have that like direct conversation with everyone. So I like to front load all the information, get people relatively interested, and then we can go into details about what we're doing. I think a better way of describing this episode is over the past 2 months, we've kind of become aware of all the work that's going to go into this. And we're trying to cut away the big pieces and just leave behind, like, what is it that we have to do? What's the bare minimum that we have to do to prove out this idea without having to build an entire social media experience? What we believe that is, we're calling Billboard. And hopefully it will also be a reusable thing that other people can use once we're done with it.
But before we get into it, babe, what time is it?
The current time is 876-947, and we're approximately 2,158 blocks since our last recording.
Just like a housekeeping note for everyone, we're going to try to keep these episodes short and sweet going forward. I think the main reason is the more that we work on Next Block, I realize how important time is and people's attention. And we want to make sure that we're not wasting your time and we're valuing it. So we're going to try to get a very clear message behind each of our episodes so that they seem like intentional updates that we're making to you. And also, if we keep it short, they're easier to put out and we can stay on schedule, which is really a goal of ours. I know last year was a little crazy, but it's because we were working on Next Block. And as we continue to work on Next Block, Flirting with Bitcoin is here to stay.
I'm glad you let me know.
Was I letting you know or our listeners know?
I don't know. I'm glad I know now. The podcast is here to stay, guys.
The podcast is here to stay. I mean, I just think that once in a while we prioritize other things. And I do think that some of our listeners express concern. I can't quit you. I'm talking to the microphone, not you, Ian. Now that we have this like cool recording studio set up in the basement, it's so fun. But Keon keeps us on our toes, guys. We don't have too much time. So these episodes, we got to be able to do them during his nap. So let's get to it.
Get the power back. Get the freedom back. Get an M pub. And just start with that.
Since we launched, we've been talking about the beta. Like, you know, that phrase, sign up for the beta. But about 2 weeks ago, you had a light bulb go off.
Yeah, I was putting Keon to sleep. And I just had this aha moment. And I was like, buddy, you got to go to bed because I got to go downstairs and talk to mom about this like right now. I think even he understood because he was like, all right, let's
all right, right, go. Right. Go handle your business. Yeah. But I have to admit, like at first, I didn't fully understand it. So I didn't really understand the name. Ian, you came downstairs. Maybe you don't remember exactly what you said, but it was something like, we don't have to build the social part, babe. We have to do something like we could call it Billboard. And that be where people have the experience of like setting the price for their attention and then seeing an ad and getting paid. That's what we have to build. And I immediately was like, no, we have to build the social. What do you mean we're not going to build a social media app? And you're like, no. We can just do this first. It could be the alpha.
I'm 100% certain I didn't say alpha, but sure.
It took a second for
me
to
understand. I've literally never said alpha.
You did say the alpha.
I've never said alpha. I never used that word. I hate that word. So I know I don't use it.
Did I say it and then you said yes?
Yeah, I think you picked up the word alpha somewhere and you've been using it a lot. And I just go, okay, sure, whatever. But alpha and beta are made up words. So.
Oh, they're made up words.
They're made up words.
So people who use those terms, are they fiat?
No, it's just, you know, there was this video game called World of Warcraft. And they had a year-long alpha. There's a video game out now called Path of Exile, and they have, like, early access. It's the same thing. You just get to pick your words.
So early access to Next Block means now that you get to experience what it takes to get onto Next Block, right? Which means you need to sign on with an email address
You need to verify an email address and you need to connect your Strike account.
Right. And either create a Nostr account or connect.
Yeah. Or bring your own. Yeah. If you don't do those three things, you pretty much can't earn money for your attention. So after you've done those things, you are prompted to watch feature videos about Nextblock, the social media app. And we are going to explain to everyone who comes to Billboard what it is that we're trying to build. Billboard is just our way of advertising what we're trying to build without creating a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo or going to OpenSats or going to, you know, VCs or whatever. We're not trying to do any of that. We are trying to bootstrap our own project with a project. And Billboard will pay you to watch videos about what Nextblock is. If you like that idea, then you can set your price for your attention and watch additional ads. But the bare minimum is, hey, there's this thing called Nextblock that we're building. We'll pay you some sats to learn about it, which is what we've done with our podcast.
Yeah, and the really cool part of that is that our marketing budget, so to speak, whatever that ends up being, I don't think we've decided yet, that is not something that we have to spend with the cartel. Like, we were never going to, but we get to actually just pay people directly for letting us advertise to them about the company that we're building.
Yes. In the engineering world, we call this dog fooding. We are dog fooding our own business model.
And can you talk about the idea that was kind of connected to this, something that happened about a decade or two ago?
This is basically an homage to the $1 million homepage. And if you're under the age of 30, you probably don't know what it is. But back in the early 2000s, this guy got this idea where he was going to turn a single website into an advertisement, literally a giant billboard. And the way he did it was he was selling each pixel on this website. So it had 1,000 by 1,000 pixels, and each pixel was $1. So imagine you wanted to draw some kind of pixel art and you needed 100 pixels, then you had to give him $100. And so in the beginning, people were buying like 5x5s and 10x10s, you know, whatever. But by the end of it, I think McDonald's gave them like $20,000 for, 20,000 pixels, and Walmart was in there and a bunch of big companies. But the difference between that, we'll call that marketing campaign, and what we're doing with Billboard is that there was really no desired end goal after he did that. It was more like, can I do it? And I thought it was interesting back then. I didn't put any money into it because I didn't have anything to advertise. I remember like where I was working at the time, and I was like, that's so going to work. It took them a while. It didn't all happen on day one, but I knew that it was going to work. I understood like how humans think. Oh, everyone's doing something cool. I don't want to not be a part of the cool thing. So with Billboard, it's that same idea where instead of not having an aim for what we're going to do with this $1 million or whatever, we have the aim of building a better social media experience that we believe everyone on social media will want, and we're willing to pay you to hear about us building something that we believe that you want. Like, that's how much we believe in our idea. The $1 million billboard, you know, there's a Wikipedia page about it if you want to know more about the history of that. It existed, it happened, it's real. We're just doing it for a mobile phone. And the main difference is that rather than buying pixels, you know, $1 per pixel, you're buying people's attention per minute, basically. That's the fundamental difference. But yeah, I think it's going to work.
I do too.
And when it comes to us saying like Nextblock in general is a big idea and the attention marketplace is a big idea, I think Billboard is a big idea also in its own right, because, you know, there's an issue. It's not just in Nostr and it's not just in Bitcoin, although that's kind of the communities that we're kind of focused on at the moment. But in general, there's a lot of struggle around like open source projects and getting things funded. And so there's like this ecosystem that's been created. You know, Bitcoin has its own called Geyser, but there's Kickstarter, there's Indiegogo, there's all these things, right? They're kind of just like a destination. Like, no one is actually going there, in my opinion, no one's going there and browsing for something to support. It's usually you were somewhere else and they directed you there. If you want to support us, go here to support us. What Billboard is like, Billboard is the thing, right? We're not saying go to Indiegogo. We're not saying go to Kickstarter. We're saying go to this thing that we built, and on that thing that we built, you will see the business model that we plan on using for this other thing that we plan on building. If we can do Billboard without losing money and losing our shirt because we're using the business model that we plan to use, then it should work for the other thing that we want to build as well.
And the part that I'm also very excited about is just the way that we're designing Nextblock, like the actual user experience, UX, design, UI, is nice. It's a little sexy, I think. Everything's got to just be a little sexy.
Yeah, hopefully when this episode comes out, we'll have some screenshots we can share. We definitely have screenshots of it. We'll try to get maybe like a quick 30-second video
or
something.
That's quite a promise.
Well, I'm just saying, like, by the time you're listening to this,
we'll be far.
You know, this should be, I think we're 3 or 4 episodes behind. So in about a month, we should have some stuff to show people.
Ooh, all right. Setting milestones. I love it. But it looks good. Like, I get very overstimulated and overwhelmed on social media apps. And so I really am trying to ensure Ian is as well. It's just easy on the eyes. And it looks nice. You know, it doesn't look like, I don't know, like people who aren't graphic designers designed it.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah, we Peak Shift. Shout out to Peak Shift. Free ad. But don't hire them because they're busy working on Next Block.
Yeah, no, I think that like one of the cool things about doing Next Block full time is that now I'm only spending my brain power thinking about solving my own problems. And what that leads to is I'm the only one creating problems. So as long as I resolve a problem and don't create another one for myself, we can like keep going forward with like, what is this thing that we're building? And it's just such a different mindset from like working for someone else or like working at a company. I don't know how to like describe it. A lot of my time at my job that I quit in May was spent not like fixing problems or even getting ahead of problems that I saw. It was thinking about how to not break stuff, trying to fix problems. Mm-hmm. Like 60% of my brain power was just like, how do I fix something without breaking all these other things that I didn't have anything to do with or any design decisions that I was a part of, but it's like, I understand how it works and I have to work within that context.
I think that might also be because we don't have anything actually in operation or production yet. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell, right? But yeah, absolutely. You're at an advantage where you're the only person that's really deciding if something is real enough to have a problem or consequence.
Yeah. But I just think that like, it's so freeing.
I love that.
Again, I'm not saying that we don't have problems. Like we run into these like moral quandaries at best and, you know, just straight up like, how are we going to do that at worst? And it's actually not hard to solve these problems. It's really not that hard. But the problem I think that I've experienced my entire working career is that once you gather all that information and you understand the problem and you understand the solution and you understand the trade-offs, you have to still go convey that to someone else. And you might think you gave them all the information and you might think they understood what you said and you might think yada, 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 yada. I know for a fact now that they never understood what I was saying. Mm-hmm. And not just me, like anyone technical explaining it to someone.
Well, this is the perfect example. You coming to explain Billboard to me, which isn't even technical. You know, it was just my brain glitched for a second. Do you have the communication skills? Do you have the time, patience? Do you even care enough to be listening to what that other person is saying? I think it's such an advantage that we're a married couple doing this. When I don't get something that Ian's saying, I'm not like he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm like, I want to understand what he's saying. Let me like figure out a different question. And like, even when there's a moment, I'm like, whoa, are we on the wrong page? Like, do we disagree with how this should go? We make sure that like, no. We're both like, no, this is what we're doing. We're not changing that plan. Like everything is discussed and decided verbally out loud.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a good example of what I was just discussing that happened with you when I came downstairs to explain Billboard, you said like, oh, Ian's trying to get out of building social. Like you had a reaction to what I was saying, which was not what I was trying to do.
Right. That was where my fear went.
Instead of explaining this cool idea to you, I really had to like moonwalk you into like why we need to do this. That's not a bad thing in general, because like you just said, we live together and we can continue having that conversation until it's resolved. But imagine someone who's got like 6 Ians working for them and they're all doing the same thing. Their eyes are going to glaze over on all 6 of them. They're not going to listen to anyone unless they have a personal, like longer term than I just hired you relationship. They're just going to go do what they want to do. And that's fine. I'm accepting that.
You insert emotion. Literally, my mind thought Ian doesn't care about social, so he's probably thinking we don't have to do that. I don't know if we do Billboard and then we decide we don't want to do social. That could happen. I don't think it'll happen, but Business 101 is like whatever you think you're doing, it can always change. But I'm a human being, right? And so the emotional reactions to all of that, it's so important that, you know, we talk those things through, and then you have the time also to, like you're saying, like solely think about that. And those be the only problems that you're dealing with. There aren't like new ones just coming your way because of nonsense or inefficiencies or like, let's just say it, like disrespect, right? Which happens a lot in the workplace to very smart people.
I think a more subtle way of thinking of this is I now am just doing that to myself all the time, mm-hmm. right? And I do that to myself all the time. And then I only bring the things to you that I agree with myself on, right? So like I'm doing my normal Ian thing to myself and I tell Ian, shut up, like a bunch of times. And then one time I'm like, oh, Ian, that billboard idea is pretty good. And then we could do this. And then we could do this. And oh, we don't have to do that. And we don't have to do that. Oh, that's good. We got to go tell Mandana. Right. So like I'm doing the same thing. It's just that like there's nothing lost in translation. Like the two people that are talking have all the context that is necessary to have the conversation. It just happens to both be me, which sounds like a psychopath, but that's not really what's happening. It's just you kind of have to talk it out. When I was talking out billboard, I mean, obviously I was holding Keon and I'm kind of talking to Keon. But like when I was talking out billboard, the thing that really struck me was we put money into our podcast. Like we felt like our podcast was so good that we were willing to advertise. We were willing to pay other people to listen to our podcast. And they did. And they stuck around. And we have people now that have been listening since season one, mainly because they saw our ads on Fountain. And so we believed in our product. We put money into our product. And now we have, you know, we put out our last episode and got like 1,000 downloads almost in 2 days. Apparently, according to Google, that's a successful podcast, which I don't necessarily disbelieve. Yeah. But like, you know, I keep saying like, it doesn't feel that way, but I don't know. But regardless, what we did worked. And because of that, it's like, okay, well, what if we repeated that? Like we have the personal experience that that worked. I don't need to convince someone else that that worked. Like it worked for us.
Get the power back. Get the freedom back. Get an M-Pub. And just start with that.
Okay, so we have Next Block Social and Next Block Billboard. And we've already talked, I think last episode, about Next Block Search. And we also have an idea for Maps.
Yeah, Maps is going to be really cool. I think Maps is the feature that is going to get everyone, if they're not already talking about like getting paid to watch ads, I think Maps is probably going to catch a lot of people's attention, you know, as we're in the business of attention. We have this idea that we're fighting the Chaos Cartel and all this fun stuff. And like to fight the Chaos Cartel, we really just have to prove out our business model. We started Next Block as a social media company saying we were going to just be a better version of social media. We have this business model and we need to prove it out. And that's kind of where the billboard comes in. It's like, can we prove it out a little bit before we build out the whole social media aspect? But the aha moment with billboard is that, well, we are building a suite of tools, right? And so billboard is just one of, I think we're up to five now. We have like a billboard, social, maps, search. Oh, and ads. So we have like a product called ads because ads are in all those other
products. Yeah, the ads are in all of them.
So we have these four products plus ads. This suite of tools together will help us fight the Chaos Cartel in our own way.
Right. So each of these in their own way empower everyone who right now is oppressed by the Chaos Cartel. Not to be dramatic, but I'm going to be dramatic.
that's dramatic. They don't have to use social media, but they are using it.
I think the eventual, inevitable, hopefully, impact the attention marketplace just has on how much people allow themselves to be advertised to in any other way going forward. So let's say in the future, Next Block is incredibly successful. A lot of people advertise on Next Block. There are a lot of people that use Next Block. Because of that, people are not willing to watch ads if they're not getting paid, or they're less and less willing depending on how much they actually like that content or that experience. I think that is going to change a lot of things. Who even knows? But from there, you have to look at every place where ads are placed. Ian and I are trying to figure out how we can figure out what is the version, the Next Block version of that, or possibly the Bitcoin version of that, right? Because ultimately, what Next Block is social media that can exist because of Bitcoin.
You know, Next Block, when we first conceived of it, we were strictly making a social media company. And I think all the ideas that we were having were falling under this umbrella of doing it in this like social media company context. And the aha moment that we've had since kind of going out into the world and getting a lot of feedback, I believe, is that we can actually break this out into separate products. But the thing that unites them all is the business model, right? So NextBlock is really the business model. And then we build these other products with that business model built in. And the reason why this is such a big idea is because that business model is based on us creating a synthetic commodity called attention, in that everyone who's using our products can be considered someone who is bringing their product to the marketplace, right? They're bringing their attention to this marketplace and they are choosing who they sell it to, right? Like, we see a lot of arguments in our political discourse about, like, do I have to sell my product to everyone just because they offer to buy it to me? And the Supreme Court says no. So, like, why wouldn't our marketplace work like that? Anyone can put their ads in, but you don't have to see it. And what they're buying from you is this synthetic commodity called attention that we are treating as though you own, and you decide who you will sell it to for how much. This is a really big idea because we could only do this with Bitcoin. So if you want to think about Bitcoin as like the first synthetic commodity, right? Bitcoin isn't real. There's no Bitcoin mine. You can't hold Bitcoin. We just all agree that it has a value, and we'll exchange this one fake currency called dollars for this other theoretically fake currency called Bitcoin. But because of the rules of one fake currency versus the other, they have different values, right? Well, now that we have this other fake currency, this magical internet money called Bitcoin, we can create synthetic commodities from it, and they're only priced in Bitcoin. And so, you know, on the show last season, we were saying like, oh, eggs are this much, or bacon is this much, or whatever. We're doing all those commodities, but that was just converting the dollar price into Bitcoin. For the attention marketplace, you can only bring Bitcoin to the attention marketplace. You can't bring dollars, you can't bring euros, you can't bring yen. You can buy, you know, Bitcoin with it, right? And then the Bitcoin comes into the marketplace, but nobody's attention is priced in any of those fiat currencies. They're all priced in Bitcoin. And what that forces is, there's no way to say one currency is more valuable than the other inside of our marketplace. That determination is made outside of our marketplace purely by the fiat currency market of the world.
Exciting Places Your Minds Can Take You is a reality where all of this has happened and there are companies that cannot access people's attention anymore. People have opted out of those companies, and no matter what they do, they cannot continue to, in whatever way, brainwash the people anymore.
I saw a clip about a podcast where they were talking about how big chain restaurants, all these big chain restaurants are closing. And the guy went in and he was like, look, restaurant lobby is like a massive lobby in the United States. How are they suffering? Like, normally your lobbyists step in and we would have seen some rules that said, oh, but if you go to like Applebee's, you don't have to wear a mask, you know, like kind of thing, right? And the guy was like, well, some changes have happened. And he showed the pharma lobby, and the pharma lobby just outspent the restaurant lobby. And that's why the restaurant industry, in his analysis, is collapsing. Pharma is what funded, we'll say, a large percentage of mainstream media over the last 4 years. There was nothing but Pfizer ads and Moderna ads on all these things. I'm not saying I want to sell ads to Pfizer or Moderna, but hypothetically, if there's a Pfizer ad in the NextBlock marketplace, you block Pfizer, the brand, and you never see a Pfizer ad ever again.
And I think for us to hear that, it seems impossible because you've never been able to do that before. But once we hit that reality, ooh, things are going to change. This is just one of the ways that we see NextBlock being, you know, a really big idea. It's all very exciting. And I think we could talk about, and we will in the future, talk about this for hours. But I think at the core of it today, NextBlock Billboard is coming soon. We think that
May 1st.
You've decided to declare it.
May 1st
is freaking me out, babe. A real date? I don't know, guys. Might happen, might not happen.
May 1st is the desired date.
What about May the 4th be with you? We're not really Star Wars people.
I'm not a Star Wars people.
Sorry, guys. If you like, guys and gals, if you like Star Wars, I tried.
If you like Star Wars, no skin off my back. I just don't make it a large part of my personality.
I know. But May 1st, that's so soon.
It is, but it isn't. You know, part of the aha moment was I was getting all these screens back from our designers, and it was nonstop. And I was like, these all look good, but this is a lot. And so part of what Billboard is just stripping away all the stuff that we don't have to build. And so fundamentally, Billboard, I'll round up and say, is like 20 screens tops. And the majority of that is really like the same screen with just different states. So like, to get the UI built, definitely can happen by May 1st. To get the backend built, definitely can happen by May 1st. To get the testing done to actually pay people to, you know, get paid to watch ads and stuff like that through the Strike integration. I think Strike is going to be incentivized to help us get that done by the time we're close to doing it because of, you know, the implications for Strike as a company as well. And so all these things are just desired. Like I'm saying May 1st for personal reasons. You know, I quit my job May 1st. If you're a listener, you may or may not have realized that, but like that was the day I quit my job. I literally woke up and said, nope, not doing this. And I called and said, I'm done. I think it would be awesome to 365 days from quitting my job to launch Billboard.
All right. May 1st.
Get the power back. Get the freedom back. Get an M-Pub. And just start with that.
Okay. So as we are thinking about all the different decisions that have to get made around the different suite of tools that now we're building, the other night I said, Ian, we need like a mission statement. We need a vision statement. We need core values. You know, just really explain to everyone that's working with us or for us the why of it all. And you said, no, we don't.
Actually, I think I said that's fiat was my exact words.
There were a couple of words you threw around.
That was a fun conversation because, you know, in that conversation, I decided that Mandana is the Steve Jobs of the two of us.
I forgot about that.
And I'm the Wozniak. But unfortunately, like, you know.
Every time I wear a turtleneck, you're like, see, Steve Jobs.
And then you did wear a turtleneck like the next day. But yeah, so like, you know, Mandana is the Jobs of the group. I'm the Wozniak of the group. I think the industry that we're in, which is social media, is full of people with platitudes. I mean, Facebook did that they did that ad about we're a chair or a table or some nonsense.
I did not see that.
Whatever. It wasn't good.
I don't watch ads.
It wasn't even an ad. It was just like, I don't even know what it was, but they spent a lot of money to do it. The point is that it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter like any marketing that they put out there, any mission statement, oh, we're going to connect the world. None of that matters. You have to look at their action. And so I said, if we're going to have any mission statement, it would be only actions only matter or only human action matters or something like that for two reasons. Number one, I'm not going to memorize core values. Not doing it. I've done that at every company that I work for. And it's freaking stupid because you never follow them and you just spend time arguing about them. It is a distraction, number one. Number two, as we said a second ago, like the attention marketplace is this idealized marketplace for selling this synthetic commodity called attention. And a lot of the design and thought that's gone into it is based on the book Human Action. And the book Human Action is, in my opinion, one of the best books that I've read since I've come into the Bitcoin ecosystem. It actually explains economics in a way that makes sense. The reason why it makes sense is that at the base of all economic activity, it's just a bunch of humans deciding what's best for themselves. And over time, a group of them continue making the same decisions that are good for themselves. And you get these like markets and stuff like that. Obviously, people will act not in their best interest if they don't have all the information. Then that's what we live in right now, is people are not making the best decisions for themselves because they don't have all the information. But assuming you had all the information, you would always make a decision that's good for yourself. So our mission statement, I think, should have some play on the word of human action or the word action, because without action, it's just a bunch of words that don't mean anything. And that's why I say no mission statement, no core values, none of that Silicon Valley nonsense. We're not going to hire someone to come in and help us do this. Yes, I've seen that done at companies, right? That's like a whole cottage industry. I'm going to help your company establish your mission statement and core values. I'm going to charge you $20,000 to do it.
Sign me up.
No, you're not.
To get paid.
No, you're not. You're not getting my money because our company is Bitcoin only. And do I want to waste Bitcoin on that?
No.
No.
But I will say in that conversation, we talked about how the decisions that we have to make ultimately show who we are and what we think and what we believe in, because we are building a social media company. I mean, that's firm. In the past, I have even said, like, we're building a Noster client, and Ian's really driving it home. Like, no, we're building a social media company that uses Noster, but there are a lot of decisions that we have to make that ultimately centralize things. And it's our app. Like, we're building it how we want to, but we're being transparent and we're trying to make very clear the decisions that we're making. And however, to whatever extent possible, it's all customizable, right? For the person, where we say, like, you can turn this on or off, but right now here, when you're in someone's neighborhood, you only see your neighbor's comments. In those types of decisions, someone might not agree with us, but we are explaining to you that decision. We're explaining to you why you'll see what you're seeing. And I think that it's just exciting. All of this, being able to do this how we want to do it. Like you're saying, you know, you're not working for anyone but yourself right now. And so it is really empowering for us to just be making decisions and saying, yeah, that's how it's going to be because that's how we want to do it. And more figuring out a way for us to build this without borrowing money or giving this company away to anyone and letting this just be Ian and I making decisions. Like, I think as a competent and creative couple who aren't going to even screw each other over, right?
Don't Eduardo me, bro.
I won't, never, babe. See, we're on the same team, so.
The most important part about, like, actions matter and, like, look at what they do is basically TikTok tells you that they are okay with watching your eyeballs, right? Like, they're okay with doing that because they've done it. Facebook is okay with all the things that they've done because they've done it. Like, they can't come out and tell me, yeah, I know we, like, we're suppressing content, but we didn't really want to do it. If you didn't want to do it, you would have stood up and said,
well, it's always an accident. Like, they didn't realize their technology did it, or, oh, we had to do that. And there's always some type of excuse. Whereas I think for us, we will try to always explain the why. And sometimes it is very strategic and other times it's silly, but we will always explain that. And I think that with Billboard, it's very honest and we're going to make very clear, hey, if you support this project, go use it. You'll get paid Bitcoin. You'll experience what we're trying to create. And you can also legitimately advertise on it because people will be on it using it. And it's going to be a fun, cool thing. And it's going to be real sleek and sexy. And it's just a no-brainer. It sells itself.
Yeah. And to close out the idea of Billboard, all the data that we have, we're just going to make available. Like, we're not going to pretend that people are using it when they aren't, or people are getting paid when they aren't. Like, all the payouts, all the views, everything will be made public. And that's the design of the social media app that we want to build as well. We don't benefit from keeping information from our users. And I think that being at the core of our business model is something that no one would ever say about any social media company that's existed thus far. Because we've started from that premise, like, we're going to have our entire data set open. Well, there's just certain things we can't lie about or trick people anyway, even if we wanted to. And I think that just starts our relationship with everyone on a much stronger footing than people being like, oh, this is cool, but how are they scamming?
The last note I'll add is that we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we'll get an offer we can't refuse and we sell this. I do not see that happening. Ian and I say that it won't happen, but we also need to build it in a way so that it can't be corrupted if something ever happens to us, other people take over this. You know, these are all of the things that we keep in mind as we build what we think is really big idea.
I'll tell you exactly what'll happen. I mean, I can see the future playing out as we do this, like, week to week. Somebody will make an offer and we'll say no, and then we'll find out how much they really want it because they'll copy it. Mm-hmm. Because what we're doing is not unique. It's not really patentable. And so the trick is, who can create the better marketplace? But I would argue that we have been thinking about this a long time. And so it's not something necessarily that you just copy in one day. But I also think that, like, you have to understand the Bitcoin and Noster community as well. And so even if you copy the whole idea, if you don't understand those two communities, like, what are you really copying? You're just going to copy a fiat version of this? Like, okay, cool. It'll be like, oh, you can only get paid in dollars or something like that. No, thank you. They'll have all these limitations, and our only limitations are, you know, because we don't want to be able to control these things, we had to make this decision.
Only the sky's the limit.
Get the power back. Get the freedom back. Get an M-Pub. And just start with that.